And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. When I say covering all of North Alabama, I talk about this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. What are you doing, man?
Hey, okay, did you happen to see what was up on our left screen just a minute ago? They were talking about daylight savings time.
What did they say?
They were talking about how everybody hates it. They're listening to you. That's what it is.
You know,
I love it.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm pretty sure, CNN's got somebody dialed into the show, and they said, hey, Williams is talking about this. We got to try and pretend we're conservative. Let's go ahead and say that. Yeah. Well, okay. Cool. Further evidence that this is a prescient show. Yeah, wow. Hey, I gotta go to the text line real quick and say, John from Huntsville. John from Huntsville goes, Phil, here's an original joke I came up with. And yes, it's clean. John from Huntsville says, here's an original joke I came up with. How did the Democrat driver completely total his car? By refusing to turn right. Thank you, John. A little levity there. I like it. I like it lots. You update the sheet, bud?
Yes, updating the sheet. Lots of people texting in.
I'm telling you.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Hey, listen, we're keeping I tell you what we're going to do. Let's find a time to cut this off, Boomer. Let's do it. We'll say after John Wall's interview, we'll have about 10 minutes before John Rogers calls in. So let's say at 3:20, we cut off the texting poll. All right. So here's the deal. If you have not already answered it, if you've been in our system, that means, we have hundreds of people in our texting system. So this morning we sent out an automated message. We won't do that to you very often. I'm just asking basically, what race around the nation, what election are you watching with great curiosity? Which one do you want to see the results of? Like you're just going, what's going to happen with that thing? I mean, there's a bunch of races everywhere that have garnered like national attention, even though they're local races. So tell us what it is. We'd love to know. We got a running tally going right now. Boomer's having to update it now. Like, he did so good, man. You typed it all out for me, and now he's having to scratch it and write on it. And because anyway, so yeah, we'll cut that off at let's say 3:15, Boomer. 3:15, whatever the results are is what they are. All right. So if you want to get us your stuff, like what race is most interesting to you? Which one are you watching with great fascination? You got to know the results. Like, please don't make me wait. There's that. Here's the text line, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. 833-68-RIGHT. You remember why it's a 6-8, by the way? It's a thing. This is how I remember it. I mean, I was given the opportunity to pick the numbers, and I said, I want the word right to be in there, but we couldn't fit right side. It just wouldn't fit. It had to start with 833. I had no choice. So that meant I had to have two digits. So they gave me all these choices that we could have. Well, my beloved, my precious, was my first car, my 68 Mustang. So the number is now 833-68-RIGHT. And every time I look at it, I think of my baby, my four-wheeled baby. All right, listen, number one on the triple dipper, the enthusiasm gap. What is that? Okay, so here's the bottom line. The enthusiasm gap, what that really means is how motivated are people to go to the polls? And when they hit the enthusiasm gap, they're saying, what is the difference between polling of Republicans and polling of Democrats as to how zealous they are about the polls? Sometimes you can just feel it. Right now, in my opinion, The zealousness really lies on the red side of the ballot. It just does. If you're a straight ticket Republican voter, or at the very least, you've decided to vote Republican this time, then you're probably more motivated according to national polling. However, interesting that NBC News comes out with a new poll. Yeah, well, it's NBC News. I get it. But anyway, nonetheless, Fox News reported on it, which I thought was good of them. Fox News reports as of yesterday, Democrats close October's 9-point enthusiasm gap just days before the midterm elections. Sure they did. Sure they did. Democrats have closed in on the GOP in enthusiasm ahead of Tuesday's elections, with one poll showing the party has closed a 9-point gap in enthusiasm in just the last month. Here's a quote from Democratic pollster Jeff Horwitt. In the same article, he says, in January, if you had told me that the national political dynamics would not improve, but Democrats had a fighting chance to avert a typical first-term, midterm shellacking, I'd take it. In other words, he was already depressed last January is what I'm reading in that. But anyway, it says Democrats have been making a charge to close the enthusiasm gap. Sunday's poll by NBC shows the enthusiasm gap now allegedly tied at 73% each. 73 Democrats, 73 Republicans, indicating a high interest in the overall election. Those results stand in stark contrast to last month's poll, which showed Republicans with 78 to 69. I'm very doubtful that they actually closed the 9-point gap. I find that to be closing a 9-point gap in 30 days on anything. If you polled, do you love your mama? You could probably not close a 9-point gap in one month. But nonetheless, they say they have. It goes on to say, though, in the article, and I find this interesting, it says, perhaps worse for Democrats, President Biden remains deeply unpopular, with 44% of respondents saying they approve of his performance, compared to 53% who disapprove. Meanwhile, 47% say they would like to see a great deal of change from the direction Biden had been leading the country. Well, that's where they're wrong, because Biden's not been leading the country. But anyway, a number worse than the midterm numbers posted by former presidents Donald Trump, 44, Barack Obama, 41, and Bill Clinton, 36. President Biden said the Democrats are in for a miserable election, said Republican pollster Bill McInturf of Public Opinion Strategies. So that's that. Enthusiasm gap. Is you or is you not enthused? Yeah, and by the way, you're welcome to call in right now if you want to. We'll talk about the enthusiasm gap, 833-687-4448. Same number you text is the same number you dial. But yeah, the enthusiasm, has it really closed? It had a 9-point gap in October, and now allegedly the day before the election, a new poll. Oh, Democrats care as much as Republicans. I think Democrats are depressed. I think they recognize they've got a top of the ticket is Joe Biden. And they recognize they've got, you know, races like Fetterman against Oz. And I don't remember what her name is. Is it Stubbs? Running against Carrie Lake out in Arizona for governor. They're looking at perhaps the largest shellacking in modern history is what we're seeing. So we'll see. We'll see. Next article I got came from Politico. Sticking with the enthusiasm gap. Politico, dated March 31st of this year. So I had to reach back a little bit. I wanted to see where it was last spring. It says, at the end of the previous October, Republicans held an 11-point advantage in voter enthusiasm. By January, that margin had ticked up to 14 points. Now, according to a most recent poll, it swelled to 17. So what we're seeing here is, it maybe has been tightening in the last few months. It's not uncommon for the issues to actually begin to kind of narrow and the focus to become more intense after Labor Day. That's when most voters engage. I mean, not everybody is like me and lives immersed in it all the time. But yeah, you got a caller on the line. Let me grab that before I run out of time. I'll do that real quick. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. How are you doing, brother?
Doing well. And I hope everybody else is also, but there's something, a quote that I love during the Army from Gilbert Chesterton. I'm applying to voting because I've been thinking about it for three days now. And he was an English writer in the late 1800s. But he said, insert a voter for soldier. A true soldier does not fight because he hates what is in front of him. A true soldier fights because he loves what is behind him. Mm. And I'm going to the polls because I love this country. I'm not hating what is in front of me, but I want to get it corrected.
Hey, I love that, Brian. That's spot on, brother. Thanks for the call, man.
Well, have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate you. That was good. And by the way, I love G.K. Chesterton. I mean, if you just have the quote of the day from Chesterton, you're going to be a better person, I'm going to tell you right now. Between that and Scripture, Chesterton will square you away. Going back to that article from Politico, the article from Politico shows that literally the enthusiasm gap, they like to call it, has been quite a spread. I mean, at some point, it says that in early this year, March of this year, it was a 17-point difference between Republicans and Democrats, with Republicans having a higher level of enthusiasm to get to the midterms. It's a trend line, the article says. It's especially grim, seemingly impervious to a series of events. It didn't matter what Biden did. He had his State of the Union? Nothing. He got a nomination to the Supreme Court? Nothing. Democrats predicted that all those things and more might have improved their candidates' prospects. Nothing. It's looking like there's nothing that can bail out the party this year, said Politico back in March. Even without the enthusiasm gap, it says, a measure of voters' level of interest in the midterm elections, Democrats would be limping towards November. They are saddled with Biden's weak job approval numbers and have fallen behind Republicans on generic ballot. The economy didn't get better. They stayed in a recession. Nothing happened on foreign policy that was significant. Energy is no better. It says the NBC poll was not a one-off. A Political Morning Consult poll on Wednesday had registered a double-digit spread between the share of Democrats and Republicans who were extremely enthusiastic. So, yeah, at the end of that article, Julie Roginski, a top advisor to Democrat Governor Phil Murphy up in New Jersey, she said, we got to stop fooling ourselves. It would be a challenging environment anyway because the midterm election of an incumbent president whose party controls both houses always is. But then layer on top of that all the things that have happened, and it becomes very problematic, said the Democrat. Yep, there's that. You got a caller on the line for me, bud? Nope. We'll do that. Tell you what, let's go take the break right now. I just realized what time it was. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. We'll dig right in. And then coming up top of the hour, you're going to want to stay tuned. John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, will be on the air with us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. I had to let that one ride, Boomer. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time with the best bump music in all of radio, man.
That was a good one.
I love me some Black Crows. That was that one hit the mark.
Hey, I got a quick thing for you. I had a caller call in during the break. Her name was Brenda.
Yeah.
And I told her to call in later on the show, but I actually wanted to ask you the question as well because maybe some other people have the same thought process.
All right.
And this is all hypothetical, but when the red wave takes over the House,
right?
Wouldn't they elect a new House Speaker? Correct.
Correct.
All right. And if you know we were going through and something happened to the president and vice president, would then the House Speaker take over?
Yeah, House Speaker is third in line in succession to the presidency. Yeah. Right. So the way it works is you're about to have. Let's say tomorrow goes as planned, and mm-hmm. we have the Republican wave, and we're going to take the House. It's going to happen, and we believe we're going to take the Senate at this point too. But let's say we take the House. Speaker Pelosi is out of a job, but not yet, because they have to have all the new people don't get seated until after the first of the year. So you're going to have this gap of time between election and them getting seated in their new offices. So there will still be a Democrat majority for what they call a lame duck session, which means that for the latter part of the year, like through Christmas and Thanksgiving, that time frame, there's going to be a lame duck session. And that's really a time to watch. It's very concerning what Democrats may try to get done while they've still got the chance to have the votes in. Because they're not going to have the votes after the first of the year.
Wow.
But, yeah, once they get everybody seated, they'll have an organizational meeting. Republicans will elect. And they can elect, I mean, ideally, they're going to elect probably Kevin McCarthy as the lead choice right now. But there is, they can elect a Democrat if they wanted to, but they won't.
Right.
Yeah, the majority party is going to elect who they want, and it's going to wind up being a majority party member. And that's going to be oftentimes ranked on seniority and service and that kind of thing. Same is true in the Senate. And then to your second part of the question, you'll have a Republican House Speaker, but you'll have a Democrat President, Vice President. Mm. If, God forbid, something should happen to the President, Vice President, yes, the third in line in succession to the presidency is the Speaker of the House.
That was just the question. Obviously, I don't want anything to happen to you. Know, no, I'm not saying that.
No.
So
we knew.
No,
the show
all.
Is not advocating for anything. No, disclaimers. Disclaimers.
Question, and then actually, I saw it on a couple text threads of that same question too. So
I totally get it. Yeah. It's a good question. Yeah, we're gonna wind up seeing it. Pelosi's gonna be out of a job.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome. All right, back on this thing about the enthusiasm gap. And by the way, coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll go to the last break, top of the hour. We'll come back with John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, get his thoughts on where things are going. But yeah, Pew Research did a big study in March of this year. So that last article I had from Politico was in March. Pew Research also did a study. And they said with the midterm congressional election still more than 7 months away at that point, registered voters were evenly divided between the two major parties. At that time, same time, Republican voters are more likely than Democrat voters say it really matters which party gains control of Congress. It's interesting to me. I would have thought Democrats would be just as avid to keep it. But no, the polling shows that, I mean, how do you answer a poll and go, I don't really care as much? Why? You bothered to answer the poll, but I don't care, man. I don't care if we could. I'm a Democrat, but I don't care. Okay. But anyway, it says the new Pew Research Center survey of 10,441 adults, of which over 9,000 were registered voters, finds that 63% say which party wins control of Congress really matters. More of those were Republicans. Interesting. It also says in previous midterms, voters are more likely to view their vote as an expression of opposition than support for the president. That is the case today. 36% say their midterm vote is against Biden, while 24% think of it as a vote for Biden. 38% say Biden is not much of a factor in their voting decisions. I'll be honest with you. You know, so like me, I'm a longtime Republican. I've been an elected Republican. I've, you know, served as a party chairman for a Republican Party. So I've got a deep and abiding concern for the red ticket. You know, I want to see good, solid people, truly conservative, not just with an R by their name, run on the Republican ticket. So I wind up caring about the party, and I get it. Party politics are not always that pretty, but they're better than you know, wild cards. All said and done, though, I do care deeply about making sure that Biden can't mess us up anymore. So I find myself kind of riding both of those. Last thing I got before we hit the top of the hour on this enthusiasm gap. So did you even know an enthusiasm gap existed, Boomer? Had you ever heard that before?
No, actually I had not.
Well, then you have an enthusiasm gap.
I have an enthusiasm gap.
So yes, there's a gap in your level of enthusiasm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I saw that. All right. New York Magazine had a piece that came out in May of 2020, reaching back a couple of years here, 2.5 to be exact. It says, those of us who get paid to write about politics, we inevitably have some meme or some theory or some habit of speech that we hear regularly that drives us a bit crazy. This guy says, for him, it's enthusiasm gap. He hates that term. But it's having said that he hates that term, then he goes on to talk about why that term is not worth paying attention to. Well, he already kind of discounted his opinion because he already says he hates that term. But he goes on to say he doesn't think it's truly about energy or enthusiasm or passion. He said that he believes that literally you can see the election cycle. You can tell what's happening. It's not always about the base. I'll be honest with you. I disagree with this guy. I believe that the enthusiasm gap, I've said before, there, in fact, when Katie Britt was in the studio a few weeks ago, I said then to her on the air, you can sometimes feel the difference. You can feel momentum. That's the enthusiasm. That's where we are, I think. I think I've seen more people more keenly attuned, even those who don't follow politics on a regular basis, because they care. Because they care about this nation. Because they care about what's happening, because they care about at least a couple of issues that have really kind of resonated with them. I'm just saying, I think there is an enthusiasm that is brewing, and I believe it's more red than blue. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming right back, John Wall, chair of the Alabama Republican Party. We'll be right back.